right-to-work legislation would prohibit unions from requiring dues from workers who do not wish to be part of the union. At a press conference Wednesday, AFL-CIO President Kenny Perdue argued the legislation lowers wages and worker protection and does nothing to help West Virginia as a whole.
It will be harmful to the families, and that the rhetoric that the other side is saying is so strong, but the rhetoric, what we believe, is an untruth in a nature that is making a huge move to destroy the lives of so many people in this state.
Union workers from Oklahoma and Virginia also spoke about the negative effects of right to work in their states, urging West Virginians to reject the legislation. Republican lawmakers say right to work will promote job growth in West Virginia and could increase average wages. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Rob Engel in Charleston.